Welcome to the Wiser Than Before podcast, where each episode will get a little wiser. I'm your host, Josh Dodds. On this episode of Wiser Than Before, we're talking about the simplest diet for health. Diet is such a hot topic. It's such a triggering topic for some and a confusing topic for many. And that's in part because there's so much advice out there, so many experts and influencers with really strong opinions. There's also a lot of people who have healed or improved their health with a specific diet, and then they tend to become really passionate about that way of eating. And it all adds up to a tremendous amount of noise that can be confusing if you're someone who wants to improve their health, you're starting to look at diet, different ways of eating, want to do what's best for you, your health, your family, and have some decisions to make. Because, well, let's be honest, it's a little confusing to hear one respected source say, vegetarian's the way to go, meat's terrible. And then another respected source say, carnivore is the way to go, all plants are poisons. What do you do? How do you sort through that? Today, I'm going to talk with you about what I think is the simplest diet for health, what I think can save people a ton of aggravation and headache and effort, and hopefully lower the stress, which is one of the best things you can do for your health, so you can be healthy in a sane way. Now, before I got to this point of having this diet, this way of eating, this view that I have, I also tried tons of different diets, tons of different ways of eating. Part of that is because I had a lot of health and gut issues that were difficult to resolve and was just looking for something, anything that would help me feel better. And because some of it was gut related, I felt bad after a lot of meals. So I was pretty motivated to say, what's going to feel good? What's not going to hurt my body? The other reason I tried a lot of these things is because changing my diet was the first thing that foundationally changed my health, which changed my whole life. And it shocked me. It totally shocked me how much my health improved and how quickly it did when I changed my diet the first time. I was in my mid-20s, working a busy corporate America job, and my sister gave me this book, and it was a book about nutrition and healing some of the issues I was dealing with. I read it, started following the advice in that book. There's a pretty specific diet with a lot of instructions, but I was inspired because the book also talked about what the standard American diet does to your gut, to your digestive system. When I read that, having been eating out for 2 to 3 meals a day for years on the fly, you know, get off the subway, grab breakfast, work, run out for lunch, grab a sandwich, and sometimes eat out dinner before going home. When I read what that was doing and understood it, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta change this. So I changed it. I followed the diet in the book. And within 2 months, so many of my symptoms went away. I had more energy, better sleep, was building more muscle and getting more in shape with less effort. And it just blew me away. Skin better, hair better, all this stuff I didn't even think about or know could improve suddenly just changed for the better. So that really made me realize the power of food and diet. And it actually probably led me to overcorrect a little bit where I viewed diet as all powerful, food as all powerful, just because it made such a big change for me. Fast forward 15 years later, and I realized it's not everything. I had another health issue, big health issue later, and diet was not able to resolve it. So when it first happened, I went back to diet because that helped so much the first time. I started trying, you know, a stricter version of the diet I did, which is called the GAPS diet. It's kind of like a paleo version with a lot of fat and healthy fats and animal meats, things like that. Lots of veggies too. Went back to that, didn't fix it. And I started experimenting with these different diets. I was having liver problems and gut problems. I was falling asleep after meals, lost a ton of weight, lost like 30 pounds that I didn't have to lose. I weighed less than I did in seventh grade. This is as a 36-year-old man. And so definitely problems in my gut and digestive system. So I would read about different foods, different diets, what's the best to do. And I tried so many from all ends of the spectrum, talking carnivore, keto, all the way to even vegetarian, vegan for a while, and many things in between. And so what I realized from experimenting with all these diets, eating them for a certain period of time, watching how my body responded, seeing how other people respond that use these and different nutrition, different changes in their food. What I realized is that when the body's off, it's going to process food differently, and everybody's different. So the more issues you have going on in your body, the lower your overall level of health, the more likely you are going to have problems with food. Okay. And that's even healthy foods, right? Now, of course, super processed food, fried food, that's going to hurt everybody. If your health's at a decent level, you may be able to get away with eating that stuff. I did for a long, long time. So you may not notice when you eat it, but at this point, we can all agree that's not ideal for health. So it's going to be knocking it down a bit. But when your health drops far enough, like mine did, and I work with a lot of clients who are in similar situations, then you can react to even healthy food. And in my opinion, that's where a lot of the confusion around diets comes from, because people will be eating something, kale, spinach, meat, beef, chicken, and they'll react to it. Everyone's different, but then they start to point to the food because it makes sense. You eat it, you have the reaction, it feels bad. You're like, this is a problem. This doesn't work for me. But I've seen so many people rebuild their health, repair their guts, build themselves back up, and be able to tolerate foods that they previously couldn't. So in the end, it turned out the food was bad. It might've been bad at that time because no one wants these reactions, but it had more to do with the health inside. So we have all this stress, all this fighting, all this people telling you exactly how to eat. And I really think it's overlooking the bigger issues. And if we focus more on the baseline health of the person, they'd probably be able to enjoy a lot more foods and get good results without having to be so specific. And especially for a person who's sick to the point that they react to, again, healthy foods, whether it's fruits, veggies, meats, nuts, seeds, eggs, then they've got an underlying issue going on. And it's not helpful to be super stressed out about what you're eating, because a lot of these diets are very rigid, a lot of rule-based, a lot of, you know, this is bad, even though it's a natural food that human beings have been eating for hundreds of thousands of years. So the simple diet, the way I like, is almost as simple as it gets. It's just whole foods, as clean as possible, which would be organic as much as possible. No, it's not possible for everyone. So clean in whatever way you can get it. And some type of even mix, an even mix of fats, carbs, and protein, not overly heavy on one and not overly light on any of them. And that's it. Whole foods, a single ingredient. And if you can do that, then you're going to eat better than 99% of people. You can be confident. You can even relax knowing you're doing good things for your body. And if you're still having health issues, still reacting to food, there's some other things to look at. Look at deeper areas of health. Sure, if you react to a certain food, leave it out for a period of time. But it's not usually because that food is a problem, especially if you're eating whole foods, like I said. Now, that's tough for some people. That certainly was hard for my former self. I didn't even know what vegetables were. I think I knew what carrots were and broccoli were. And when I walked into the vegetable section of the grocery store for the first time, like serious about changing my way of eating, I was like, what are all these plants? And I started learning just by buying one new one each week and go home and figure out how to cook it, cut it, prep it, and eat it, and learned over time. So if you eat a lot of processed food and packaged food, it might feel like a big change. But think about it. The simplest foods have one ingredient. Simplest foods have been around for the longest period of time. If you just pick up a potato or an apple, you don't have to read an ingredient list. There's no ingredient list to read. So it takes a lot of the complexity out of choosing a food. It certainly takes the complexity out of what's the perfect diet that I have to eat? What's bad? What's good? What do I have to be afraid of? If it has no ingredient list, because it's just a whole food with one ingredient, just that food, you're on the right track. And then you just combine a few of those for a meal. literally a burger or a piece of chicken or a slice of turkey with two or three vegetables, that's a meal, you know, or a side salad with a couple ingredients. It can literally be spinach and arugula, tomatoes and cucumbers and some olive oil dressing. Especially when I was rebuilding my health, that was helpful. But I also think it's really helpful when building a new habit, learning a new way of eating. So sure, you know, Thanksgiving is fun. Going to a 5-course meal at a restaurant with an amazing chef is fun and tastes delicious. But people tend to overcomplicate their eating at home, and they think a meal has to be a bigger production than it does. You can eat nutritiously and healthy. I completely rebuilt my health eating 4-ingredient meals. I'd have a piece of meat. I'd have some fat or oil that I would usually cook the meat in, saute the veggies in, and I would have anywhere from 1 to 3 veggies. And I ate that many times over and over. Sometimes just having a few different veggies for the week. Like I would eat the same thing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Tuesday, Thursday might be a different version. But the more I simplified it, the easier it became, the more I could stick to it, the less confusion and worry there was. And then once I got a baseline, I started expanding. Like I said, I would get a new vegetable each week and experiment. And that way I didn't have to learn a bunch of dishes, plates to make. I could keep it super simple. Cooking literally can be heating a vegetable in a cooking substance, heating the meat in a pan or an oven, and it's done. You don't have to be a gourmet chef. If you got some talent, if you know how to cook and make it taste great, amazing. But I found fresh food, if you just prepare it simply, a little salt and pepper if you need, it does the job. So if you're at a place where you really want to try and improve your nutrition, or you're a place where you have to, your health demands it, I understand what that's like. This is the simplest diet, in my opinion. It's the easiest. It doesn't create stress, and it doesn't get into all the infighting, I'm right, you're wrong type of stuff that really I don't see being 100% accurate anyway. It's more how different people's bodies respond to different foods differently. So absolutely find the one that work for you. But if you're eating a healthy whole food, don't stress that you might be poisoning yourself. I hope this idea helps you. If you try it out, let me know how it goes. I'll see you next week for more episodes. Stay wise. Hey there. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you feel you're walking away wiser than before. I want to bring you even better episodes in the future. One way you can make sure that happens is by rating this podcast. The more of you who rate this podcast positively, the better guests I can bring you. Since you and I both know you're not going to do this later, I'll walk you through the 10-second process right now. All you have to do is follow along. Take out your phone and unlock it. Open up Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever app you listen on, and search for Wiser Than Before Podcast and click on the show. In Apple Podcasts, you have to scroll down towards the bottom, past the most recent episodes. When you get to the ratings and reviews section, click on the blank stars to rate. In Spotify, beneath the logo and name of the show, you'll see 3 horizontal dots. They're just to the right of the bell and settings icons. Click those 3 dots, and the second option is to rate the show. Hit the blank stars and fill them in. All done. You can cross that off your to-do list and start looking forward to even better episodes in the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, even wiser than before.